Hey, what's up, everyone? This is your boy, O.D. Harris, award-winning entrepreneur. If you are listening to this for the first time, this broadcast for the first time, I am a seasoned entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been doing this for about 16 years now plus, and I have found success in doing tax and accounting. Since I started my business over 16 years ago, I have found nothing but success establishing a national brand throughout the country, doing tax returns from people all throughout the world and corporations. I don't just specialize in one particular tax. I specialize in all different types of taxes. And that's where I've made my success. And since then, I have switched over and started doing media. So I do tax and account and I do media. So I have a lot of different hats that I do wear as an entrepreneur. One thing that I found out is that entrepreneurs, if you are going to make it, if you're going to raise your expectation, go to the next level, you got to have about 500 different businesses. You got to always have constantly have income rolling into your household. A lot of people call you the Jamaican. They used to use that as an insultive word. They're like, every time I turn around, I hear you doing this. Yeah, that's right. Because if you start looking at some of the greatest minds like Shaquille O'Neal have hundreds of business. Rich and Branson have hundreds of business. Bill Gates have a lot of different businesses. A lot of people who are billionaires and millionaires and have a lot of money, they tend to wear multiple hats. So today I want to talk to you guys about raising the expectation level. And this week we've been talking about the mind. We've been stimulating the mind, trying to help us see ourselves in our next level. And I think the biggest problem that we don't raise our expectation because we're comfortable. What happens when comfortable? If you're comfortable where you are, hey, you probably don't need to be listening to this broadcast. But those that are hungry, those that desire more, those that want to go to a new level, those that want to see themselves rise and raise up and go to a different level and exceed expectation, this is the broadcast you need to be listening to. Today, I want to talk to you guys about raising the expectation. It's no longer good enough for you just to take a couple of dollars from a client doing one thing. It's no longer good enough for you to only do one job and be excellent at it. Actually, now you need to raise your expectation. When you become expert, then that's when you need to move to the next job. You need to move to the next career, the next field, but keeping that one going. But the number one thing, in order to raise your expectation, you have to create a system. And how many entrepreneurs out here has created a system? How many of you guys have created a system? How many can you say, hey, if I took this system and I sold it, someone else can duplicate the same thing? Remember what happened with McDonald's? You see how the McDonald brothers, they was able to create a system to make burgers faster. So what happened is over time, they became efficient at making burgers faster. And I think that we as entrepreneurs, we have to look at our system and see how can we move people faster. If you are only dealing with one or two people, then that's fine. But you remember, you're going to be limited on the amount of money that you will make because of the fact that you're only dealing with one or two people. But if you're going to make it to the top and if you're going to raise your expectation and you're going to be at your next level, you got to start thinking about other types of income to come in. Now, I'm not saying go ahead and stretch yourself out where you can't, where you stretch yourself out and you can't work, but you need to be efficient. So stretching yourself clearly means that you need to be efficient when you do stretch yourself. And a lot of people, I was out in the community a lot, and I found out me being in the community so much, I wasn't getting nothing done. Sometimes we could be busy doing a lot of stuff and not getting nothing done. Sometimes people can invite you to everything and you won't get nothing done. Well, I'm getting stuff done. You know, we're trying to get stuff done. And if you're going to make it to your next level, you got to get stuff done. You got to become efficient. And I learned one thing, creating the system. What is a system? A system is a method of how you can circulate more and more people through your process. The system actually helps you declare. I always tell people as an accountant, from an accountant standpoint, I said, build your business like you're going to sell it. Build your business like you're going to sell it. That means get your LLCs together. If you don't know what a limited liability corporation is, guess what? It's a way to protect you from being sued personally for liability that your business do. Now, one of the key things that I gave out at Ready, Set, Go, and I give this out to you guys today, is this. Make sure that when you are LLC, do not use your LLC bank account as your personal bank account, because then people who sue you, if they audit your bank account, then they basically can take your business, because they say, well, you've been using your business as a personal tool and not as a business tool. And when they commingle those things, now all of a sudden you got a personal lawsuit because of the fact that your business has been commingled with your personal, and you don't want to do that. You got to keep these things separate. Also, when you get your LLC, you got to make your elections for S corporation, whatever type of corporation you're going to be, but there's certain type of forms that you got to fill out in order to be to make the election. So if you say I'm going to be 1120 or I'm going to be an LLC, then you got to ask yourself, how do you want to pay your taxes on that? Are you going to be a flow through entity? A flow through entity is like an S corporation. S corporation never pays taxes on their profits. They never pay taxes. But what happens is all the money get issued out into what we call a K-1. The K-1 then gets reported. It's like a 1099 to the personal individual return. And now you use that K-1 as your method of receiving your income or taking care of the taxes. Now, the beautiful thing about an S corporation, if you lose big, guess what? You lose big, and that can help in your that can help you to your advantage. That can play to your advantage. So check this out. Think about this. Number one, if I have the S corporation, if I set my business up as an S corporation, there is a 5% chance that I will be audited. A lot of people don't realize that you have a 40% chance of being audited as a Schedule C. If you have a 40% chance of being audited as a Schedule C and you have a 5% chance as being audited as an S corporation, which one are you going to choose? I think you'll rather choose the 40%. And this is how the government makes money, because a lot of us don't know that the best way, a lot of us think that once we set up an LLC, that's all we have to do and that's the end of the game. No, that's not the end of the game. That's the beginning of the game. Now, a lot of you guys don't have a tax ID number. Each one of you guys need to have a tax ID number, because you cannot play the game until you get a tax ID number. And if you don't have a tax ID number, then you're far behind. You're a step behind. You're 20 steps behind, because that is the most simplest thing you can set up. I can help you set your tax ID number up, but you can go to irs.gov and get a tax ID. At minimum, you need to have a tax ID in minimally a LLC. Now, I have stopped saying get a tax ID number. The reason why I stopped doing that so much is because I think by now it's been marketing and branding that every person needs an identification number, an employer identification number for their business. Everybody needs that. And then also check this out. When you hire people, you got to make sure you give people a W-9. You got to give people 1099s. That is the proper way of doing business. So that way, if you ever get audited, you'll have your protection and your safe covering. So if you guys are starting your business, if you are in your process of starting your business, think about a tax ID number. If you are in the process of your business, think about your LLC. Think about how you want to operate if you are in the process of your business. Now check this out. The biggest thing that you can pull from raising your expectation is not doing the same thing, thinking you're going to produce a different result. So I talked about team earlier this week. What type of team do you have? What type of people you got existing with you? Okay. And also within that team, what are their strengths? You can't have everybody doing the same thing, because if you have everybody doing the same thing, guess what's going to happen? Nothing is going to happen. Everyone's going to be strong in one area and they're going to have their own opinions. You got to separate out your team, and you got to look at other people as potentially being serving a role in that particular area. I don't know about y'all, but at the end of the day, I need people that's going to help me win. I don't know about y'all, but I need people that's going to help me win, that's going to help me grow, that's going to help me take me to the next level. And when I raise my expectation, I'm raising my team expectation. A lot of you guys, they got not-for-profits. I talked to the people who started not-for-profit. A lot of your board members are fan members. They're a fan club. They want you to do everything while they sit on your board and get all the credits. No. See, I make my board work. My board, we had a meeting just recently, and they was like, OD, can you blah, blah, blah? I'm like, nope, you can do it. Nope, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we get these people on our board and they don't want to do nothing. We get these people on our board, they don't want to act right. We get these people on our board and all they do is see themselves. When we get them on our board, all they do is see themselves is hanging out saying, I got a title or position. Well, guess what? I don't care about no title. I don't care about no position. Each one of my board members must work. And if you guys got people on your team that's not working, get rid of them. Get rid of them. They're no good. They're not helping you out. How in the world are you going to have people that's going to be hanging out on your team and all they're doing is getting all the credit, but they don't do no work? Each board member must be fiscal responsible. Each board member must have a financial responsibility to the team. If you don't have a financial responsibility to the team, then guess what? How can you say you are part of the team? How can someone be committed to a team that they don't put no money into? They put no talents, gifts, or their talent, gifts, or treasures into the team. If you have a board member, make sure you separate the board members from the fan members. Now, one of the things that I would say, having a board member, having an official board member, you got to separate out the executive board from the advisory board. What is the advisory board? Well, the advisory board is people who give you advice. Anytime you call them and you need help, like Ready, Set, Go, we have an executive board, we have the advisory board member, okay? So, for instance, our executive board consists of three people, but our advisory board is humongous, and we're adding people every day. Why? Because of the fact that the advisory board is there to advise. They're there to advise. They're there to help us out. They're there to help, you know, if they see you going in the wrong direction, they step up and say, hey, I don't think this is going in the right direction. And they advise, and they advise some more. And so that is critical to our success as entrepreneurs, as business owners. We need people that's going to come in and advise us. Now, a lot of us may have messed around and got dealt with other people, but we got to raise our expectations and say, okay, I want yes people in my circle. A lot of us built a lot of yes people in our circle, and that's just, it just can't happen. We got to start doing better. We got to say, you know, I need somebody with an opinion. I need someone that's going to think differently. I need somebody that's going to challenge me. I need somebody that's going to say, you know what, you're wrong. This is the best way to do it. This is the more efficient way to do it. So now I'm raising my expectations and saying, okay, forget all this stuff, y'all. I'm ready to go to my next level. What are the three different things how I can raise my expectation? Number one, make sure my legal paperwork is in place. Make sure if I'm an LLC. Now, you might need to talk to an attorney depending on how deep your stuff is. Number two, This is good. Create a system. You need to have a system. So number one, you need to have your legal paperwork together. Number two, you need to create a system. Create a system that people can flow in, flow out of. Create that system. Number three is create a system of accountability. Within your system, create a system of accountability. What is the system of accountability? System of accountability is basically holding people accountable to what they're going to do. The worst thing you can do as a CEO or a business owner is to walk into a room and tell people, yes, this is what I'm thinking about doing, da, 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 and no one takes away from that system and no one comes back with different results. No one's operating at a high efficient level. An efficient board is a board that a CEO can come in and say, look it, we're looking at expanding this, 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 and this, and this. This is what I'm thinking about doing. And then they end the meeting, and then the very next meeting, the board members or someone within the board has stepped up and make sure those things was happening or have some type of progress report with those things. That's the best. That's how you run an efficient board. You can't have a board. You can't have board members on there that's waiting for you to tell them what to do. That means you're not efficient. Unfortunately, I know this sucks, but we love our faithfuls. But sometimes our faithfuls can be distracting to the process. They can be holding a space. They can be holding a spot on our board. And it's very distracting. You know, I need to get with people that want to see me win. I want to get with people that want to help me win. I want to get with people that want to help me see me at my next level. I don't know about you, but I'm raising my expectation. I'm looking for better. I'm looking for stronger. I'm looking for people who get it. I'm looking for people who wants to see themselves win. Because what people don't realize, when you sit on somebody's board, that makes you accountable to the board. But also, it makes you want, it says that you believe. You believe in that board. You believe in that organization. As many boards as I sit on, I believe in the organization. Those that sit on my board, like, I have no doubt that my board members are ready to set goals. Jameen Oliver and Yolanda Williams, I know they believe in the board. And that's important. Because when you look, guys, go check out my Ready, Set, Go organization, 501c3 organization. When you look at the people I have, we have people that believe that we can have more. And we believe in what we're doing, which is helping entrepreneurs build themselves up and go to their very next level. I believe that we're doing something to help impact people. Because we want to raise our expectations. I don't want to just live this life. There's no sense of living this life where only you getting something. Only you, you're living this life and you're not giving back. You know, now you're grown. A lot of you guys are grown people. You guys need to be giving back to your community. You're in your 30s. You're in your 40s. You're sitting on boards. You need to be giving back. You need to be figuring out how can you give back and help other people win. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help other people win. So when I raise my expectation, I get a system of accountability. I get my legal paperwork together. I get a great accountant who can help me, advise me according to the tax law. And this is one of the biggest things that you can do when raising your expectation is changing the mindsets. And I've been saying this all week long. You got to change your mindset. You got to change your mindset. You got to change your mindset. Look at your name and say, change that mindset. You cannot deal with broke people in a broke mindset thinking that you're going to win. You cannot deal with these type of people. It's time for us to wake up and realize that some of the people on your team is not for you. They're not for you. They're not helping you do nothing. Last time you had a board member, what did they do? Did they do anything to accomplish what you told them to do? Did they do anything? No, if they didn't do nothing, that means that you don't have the right team. Get rid of your team. Rearrange your team. Stop being so dependent on one particular people. Get new people. Raise the expectation. If you don't have a team yet, go get one. Go get one. The beautiful thing about having a team is that you don't got to do everything. You can assign different tasks. And guess what? They're not required to be on your team. Get volunteers. You don't always have to pay your team. Get volunteers. Get people who believe in your vision. You got a 501c3. Get people that believe in your vision. Stop dealing with people who don't believe in your vision. And there's a whole bunch of people out there that's willing to do much. But when you, the leader, become hungry. I know one thing with my board. When I get hungry and I say, okay, we about to accomplish, we about to do this. Guess what? My whole team stands behind me. Okay, OD, lead the way. Because they expect your leadership. If you are an owner, you are a manager, you are out there managing your situation. People expect your leadership. Insert your leadership. Make your leadership happen. Make people believe in what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, only you can go to your next level. Only you can invoke the right people on your team. You as a leader, you're going to find the right clientele. Is your marketing on point? Look at your marketing strategies. Is your marketing on point? Is it good? Is it right? Is it on point? Do you spend money marketing? How many Facebook ads are you doing? How many Instagram ads are you doing? How many Twitter ads are you doing? Come on, you got to ask yourself, how much time do you spend marketing your business, your brand, making it viable? And I tell people this all the time. If you're not doing something every day to make your brand viable, I don't care if you're podcasting, Facebook living, doing radio broadcasts, doing podcast broadcasts. I don't care what you're doing. You got to be doing something. Raise the expectation level. Don't just settle for where you at. You would never get to that $1 million mark just settling. You cannot settle. You can't even settle with the people that you deal with in business. Okay, well, I just deal with them. No, you need to be looking and establishing team members. I don't know about y'all. Each one of y'all need to be, look, I'm hiring. You need to be hiring somebody new. And guess what? If you don't got the money to pay them, get great salespeople. Get some salespeople and pay them commission. Let them know, hey, I'm going to give you a stipend of $100, $200 a week, but the rest you're going to make off commission. This is what we're selling. Is your system, is your process sellable? Is your service sellable? So this is what I'm saying, that we have to raise our expectation. And the only way we can raise our expectation is by doing something different. By doing something different. Don't do the same thing expecting different results. Do something different, you guys. You see, the OD Harris Media brand is growing. It's growing. You know why it's growing? Because I'm investing the time and the money and the energy in what I'm doing, because I believe in what I'm doing. And you guys got to believe in what you're doing too. Okay. And so when you raise your expectation, you got to raise your mindset that I can have more, and I can't deal with losers. Yes. You can't be dealing with losers. You can't be dealing with your high school friend thinking that they got the same mindset as you. They may not have the same mindset as you. You got to look for new people to be a part of your system. That's right. You got to look for new people to be a part of your system. And then when you look for new people to be a part of your system, then you can incorporate them properly. Stop looking for your friends to come in and do all this stuff for you. You need to find new people. And I found out this. Family members may not be the best people to help you in your business. Family members, there's probably one or few family members. Like, I have one family member that helps me out. But for the longest time, I didn't have none of my family members help me out except my mother. It's really hard to look in your family and say, hey, you help me out with my business. No, you might need to have outside help. And that's what I got. I got a lot of outside help who believes in what I'm doing. And I spend time making people believe in what I'm doing. And that's what I would advise you guys to do. Spend time making people believe in what you're doing, okay? Because you got to go to your next level. This is time for you to raise your expectation. Don't let 2017 look like 2016. Don't even let your money look like 2016. Let 2017 revenue grow and expand and go to its next level. All right? You guys hear me? This is the award-winning entrepreneur O.D. Harris here with the Entrepreneurship Report. Making sure you guys tune in. Make sure you guys watch my podcast. Make sure you guys watch my log. I got an audio on Audio Boom. You can download Audio Boom. You can hear this same message on Audio Boom. If you got SoundCloud, you can check me out on SoundCloud. If you have all the different ones, I'm on there. I'm on iTunes as well. So check your boy out, O.D. Harris. And he's kicking knowledge. I'm giving you knowledge. Knowledge that's going to be different, that's going to save your life. OD underscore Harris on Instagram, Twitter, OD Harris on Facebook. Okay. So make sure you guys check me out on all those different platforms. All right. I love you guys to life and thank you guys for tuning in.